Hello again. This is Daniel for Christians on Campus. For this second item of the common faith, we come to the triune God. So the title of this second Bible study in this series on the common faith is The Triune God Being a Mystery. First, we'll see that God is one. Then we'll see that God is triune. Although we can't really explain how he can be one and three at the same time, yet we don't say that the Bible contradicts itself. Rather, we believe the Bible and receive the truth found in it. Let's see how the mystery of the triune God is revealed in the Bible. Let's start with a couple of verses. Isaiah 45:5 says, I am Jehovah, and there is no one else. Besides me, there is no God. That's so good. It's so clear. It shows us that there's only one God. The other verse, that's the kind of anchor verse, so you have Isaiah 45:5, and then the second one is Matthew 28:19. Again, we recommend you really pick up these verses as your own and memorize them, treasure them. Matthew 28:19. Go, therefore, and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so let's focus on God being only one. We read in Isaiah 45:5, I am Jehovah, and there is no one else. Besides me, there is no God. So first, we must be clear that in the universe, there is only one God. God is one. There is no other God. Our God is the only God. Another verse that is 1 Corinthians 8:4. And in that verse, there's a portion of the verse that says, there is no God but one. So in the whole universe, there is only one true God, the God who has a good pleasure, will, eternal purpose, and economy is one. The God who chose us and predestinated us is one. The God who created the heavens and the earth and man for his purpose is one. The God who loves man is one. The God who became incarnated to die for us so that we might be redeemed, forgiven, washed, justified, and reconciled is one. The God who resurrected to be our life, to regenerate, sanctify, transform, conform, and glorify us is one. We have only one God, not two, three, or many, but one. The next point in this Bible study is God being triune, Father, Son, and Spirit. We saw Matthew 28:19, go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So he is triune. Although our God is one, there is something mysterious about him. He is three one, or triune. In Latin, tri means three, and un means one. That is why we call him the triune God. There is something about his name. In Matthew 28:19, the Lord Jesus says, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Here the Lord speaks clearly of the three, the Father, Son, and Spirit. But notice that the word name is singular. You may even say that the name of our God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A mystery of mysteries. Let's look at another verse, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. By the clause, the Word was with God, we understand that the Word and God are two. For the Word was with God. But the Word was God indicates that the Word and God are one. For the Word was God. Are they one or two? They are both. This is a mystery. Let's look at another verse, 2 Corinthians 3:17. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Here the Lord and the Spirit are one, for the Lord is the Spirit. Then the same verse speaks of the Spirit of the Lord. This indicates that they are two. Are the Lord and the Spirit one or two? It is a mystery. Hebrews 1:8 through 9 says, But of the Son, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of exalted joy above your partners. Notice that in Hebrews 1:8 through 9, the Son is addressed as God. Then, in these same verses, then God is referred to as his God. How can you explain this? Can you also say, O God, your God? This is also a mystery. There are many other unexplainable things in the universe. Electricity is one example. If we cannot fully understand something like electricity, how much less can we understand the triune God? What other things in the universe are a mystery? Well, let's look at our final point for this Bible study, and that is that all three, Father, Son, and Spirit, are God. Okay, let's look at some verses. The first two verses that tell us that the Father is God. 1 Peter 1:2 refers to God the Father. Ephesians 1:17, God the Father of glory. Now, let's look at two verses that clearly show us that the Son is God. Hebrews 1:8 through 9, but of the Son, your throne, O God. And John 1:1, the Word was God. And you guessed it, let's see some verses that definitely tell us that the Spirit is also God. Acts 5:3 through 4. Why has Satan filled your heart to deceive the Holy Spirit? You have not lied to men, but to God. It's not that they are three gods. We see in these verses that the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Spirit is God. Therefore, the scriptures clearly reveal to us that all three, the Father, Son, and Spirit, are God. This does not mean, however, that they are three gods. We have already seen that the scripture tells us clearly and definitely that God is only one. Although there are three, the Father, Son, and Spirit, the three are not three gods, but one God. This is really a mystery. Although we cannot understand this mystery of the Trinity of the Godhead, we can receive and enjoy this mysterious God. We cannot understand, but we can enjoy. Well, thank you again. I hope you enjoyed the Triune God. We'll see you next time.